Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning, Tony.
Tell me about your business.
Well, it's Michigan Driver Evaluation Services, and it evolved from me being a third-party road tester for the state of Michigan. I gave people their road tests for their driver's licenses, and I also was a certified driver's instructor for teens and adults and worked close with the Refugee Center. And through that, I came to realize there was a great, great need for a service for particularly seniors and their families, and this question of should they still be driving.
So when folks think they need this type of service, how do they approach you? Do you get phone calls? How does that work?
Well, by email, by phone. I work closely with the Sparrow Senior Center. My brochures are there. They are part of the resource center there. And I've worked with the Tri-County Office on Aging. I have a lot of referrals at this point. I've been doing this for 4 years, Tony, and it's it grows exponentially. I do it on the weekends. That is the best time for families to have time to do this. And I'm also getting referrals from doctors. And the difference in this company is that I go with these seniors while they drive. There are a lot of classes out there, good classes. AARP has them, a lot of other places. But it's not with a person in the car watching them drive, and that's what's needed.
I thought it was interesting during our conversation yesterday that you told me you don't make these folks drive in perhaps unfamiliar surroundings, but you just say, take me to where you go on an everyday basis.
That's correct. That it's not to make them uncomfortable, and it's not, I'd like to make the point too, Tony, that it's not to find fault with them. Like I told you yesterday, 75% of the time, these senior drivers are very good drivers. What the problem is they've either had some type of medical condition or they're on medication or they've had some type of surgery or just families worried about them. But the family and doctors, they've never driven with these people, and that's what's needed. They need some type of professional to be with them to evaluate their driving, good or bad. And then I put it in writing for them so that they have it. And it really does make families and seniors more secure with that.
We're talking with Kathy Courteau with the Michigan Driver Evaluation Services Company. How many of the folks, on a percentage basis, find out that they shouldn't be driving anymore?
About 15%.
And the rest you find are capable of driving, or do you give them some tips on how to be better?
That's correct. That's right. Correct.
Now, what do you do with those folks who you say, you know what, you need to stop driving?
Well, Tony, it's an interesting phenomenon. When I encounter the people that really should not be on the road, once they are in the car and they are in the middle of the evaluation, I require a family member, usually the person referring, mostly children, or brothers and sisters, they know when they're driving that they are not up to par. They know that they shouldn't be on the road. They have outstanding situations they cannot perceive or they cannot handle at the time. And by the time that evaluation is done, it's not really a surprise to anyone, especially the driver. It's a very hard situation. But I think it makes it easier when you have someone that has a professional background and has expertise relaying that information.
Kathy, a lot of us boomers are getting older. Are you finding the need for your services is growing?
Very much so. Very much so.
And we've been talking with Kathy Courteau. She is with the Michigan Driver Evaluation Services. If people want more information, how do they contact you, Kathy?
They can contact me at KatherineCourteau@yahoo.com, or they can call me at 517-897-4946.
You know what's interesting, Kathy? Some years ago, I always had eagle eyes, and I found that I needed glasses to help me with my reading. But I also noted that when I drove at night, that my depth perception and the things that I could see wasn't as clear and concise, which caused me to back off the gas pedal because I just couldn't see. And I always prided myself on being able to look ahead and plan out, you know, what my moves are going to be. And so it happens to all of us, and we have to make the necessary changes so we can drive safely.
Yes, we do. And the senior citizens, more mature adults out there, Tony, you would be surprised. They're very wise. They're very wise, and they recognize those things. The majority of the older individuals that I evaluate tell me they don't drive at night. They try to accomplish their things when there's less traffic. They realize their depth perception and their reaction time may be affected. It's very near and dear to my heart. I enjoy them. I learn from them as well as them learning from me.
Kathy Courteau is with the Michigan Driver Evaluation Services. Thanks so much. Enjoy your weekend.
Thank you, Tony. You too.